Diplomatic gatherings often come in two flavors, multilateral with a number of attendees and bilateral with two parties. Trilateral meetings, a group of three, are more unusual. For the second year in a row at the G20, the United States, Japan, and India held discussions together, along with a carefully arranged intentional photo opportunity, complete with a three-way fist bump. Part of the intended audience, China. An administration official speaking on background told the White House pool reporter at the event that, quote, all three countries promote a free and open Indo-Pacific region, adding that the topics of the three-way discussion included strong naval cooperation. It was about 7 weeks ago that ships from the United States, Japan, and India held their first joint naval exercise in the South China Sea, where territorial boundaries are a point of disagreement, to put it mildly. The Philippines also contributed a patrol vessel to the maneuvers, which at the time the U.S. Navy said were to promote maritime cooperation throughout a free and open Indo-Pacific. That phrasing of the Indo-Pacific has become the standard regional language for some time now, including the name of the command structure on Oahu that oversees the entire area. It's been a little more than a year since the Trump administration changed the term Pacific Command, or PACOM, to the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.